My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML, fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
So we were going to do something today, and I got to tell you, I'm going to plant a seed for you guys. I need you guys to tell me whether or not I can or can't. It's about Owen sending his, or taking his kids out of school tomorrow. And I have to recuse myself because it's over day baseball and I want to recuse myself from it because I respect Owen too much. I'm like, I don't want to tell him. Last day game of the year. I don't want to tell him what to do with his boys. However, Tone, something happened with Owen today. Take it away.
And this is the difference between Owen and I think what is a growing percentage of the United States population, especially this younger generation. Owen got a flat tire on the freeway and in what is a pretty, I don't know the lighting situation there. It depends on where you are, but it can be daunting. I think morning cars whizzing by you, you pull off to the side and change a tire effectively. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, Owen got it done.
Here we go.
Owen pulled it off.
I mean, it was
made
a mechanic
it in
the
record
Air Force.
Time.
I would hope he'd be able to, and he's able to.
And so I immediately thought of Mitch. I'm like, there's no chance Mitch could have pulled that off. There is zero chance, 0.0% chance Mitch could have pulled that off. Mitch, could you have done it?
I've actually changed my own tire before, yes. Thank you.
Boom. Okay, there's a difference between changing a tire in, you know, or next to your, you know, at home, out there in, what is it called? Kenny, what do you call
Mitch's
hometown? Yeah, there's
a big difference. Yeah.
Guys, when the bullets are flying, when you are in the middle of rush hour and being able to pull that off, I think Mitch is calling a 1-800 number to get that done.
What do you got, Mitch?
Calling AAA.
There's no shame, but you know you would have been 3 hours late, most likely. And what time did you get in? That was an incredible pit stop.
I got in at the very end of the first segment, yeah.
I was amazed. I was blown away, and I do think we have a problem in this country. I think changing your own tire should be taught. I know we have big debates online about what we should teach our kids, when we should teach them. Should the state be able to have this kind of autonomy over our kids' brains? No, you need to be able to teach this in school.
Well, there is. Who's that football coach? There's a high school football coach who once a week would teach kids like life lessons. Like there was video of him teaching them how to change a tire, check oil. Things like that. So they took time out of football practice to teach them that, which I thought that was really, really cool. So, Mitch, you do not know how to change a tire at all?
Yes, I do know how to change a tire.
Okay,
I've never
done
it at night or near the highway like Owen did this morning.
So you would call AAA?
I mean, just for
That's fair.
My
whatever.
Safest bet, yeah.
Your safety,
it probably would have been safer to call AAA, but I don't do that. I mean, I've remodeled my own home.
Oh, he's a man's man, folks.
I'm too frugal to do things
so
like that.
So is this show the last generation of people who know how to change their tire?
Maybe. I'm in my early 40s.
I don't know how it's
I absolutely think that this is going the way of the dodo bird, Kenny. There's no way. First of all, I think they'd advise against changing your tire on the freeway to begin with.
Oh, yes.
From a safety standpoint. I mean, you didn't put out any cones or lights, right?
I didn't have flares, you were doing none of that. I had my hazards on. Now, I did have, because we live in Northeast Ohio, my tire was a little stuck to the wheel, to the rotor, right? So
that happens.
I had to get my wife to bring me a pry bar. But I used the jack from my car, which I never use. Normally at home, I've got my big, you know, 3-ton floor jack that it just, it's two or three. It's the NASCAR pit crew. I'm giving it a couple pumps and the car's in the air.
That's awesome.
This was the, it's a screw it to get it higher type of jack. It was not the funnest thing this morning.
The only thing I will admit I struggle with, because I don't change tires often, is where to place the jack. For whatever reason, I get very nervous about that. Because obviously, I mean,
you're putting a vehicle
up in the air. Yeah. So, but I don't understand how anybody has problems changing a tire. It's pretty self-explanatory, is it not?
As a person that just did it, would advise most people, don't do it unless you're A, confident, or B, too cheap to pay somebody. Or if you're me, you're both.
Well, you got to know what you're doing. But I still don't understand how no one would know. Like, it's pretty self-explanatory.
That I think, you know, we didn't have shop at my school, but there was Votech, which was, you know, here, at least at our school, they go out to Wellington, I think, or Overland, and they do services, JVS out
we
there, and
drag.
They can do those type of things and all that. And so there is that opportunity that way, but for the most, I did driver's ed at school during fourth period.
We didn't do that.
And they taught me then how to, they made sure that I knew how to do all this stuff. That was all part of
it. Kids driving is a totally different subject into itself.
Believe me, we just paid. I have two drivers at home and two more that are getting ready to get permits not too long from now.
I think there's plenty of dads out there that are pretty jealous of you because their kids won't even learn how to drive. I cannot tell you how.
That's right.
Countless amount of, they're like, nope, they don't want to learn. They won't do it. I'm like, well, damn it.
Yeah, because then they'd have to actually go to work when you don't have a vehicle or when you don't have a driver's license. That's part of the issue.
Well, Newt Tone
now
is in.
Now, wow. This is a new me. This is an old line.
Anthony Hannity.
I did look up just because you were wondering about the jack and where to put it. It's obviously very important because I conferred with my friends over at J.D. Power and their esteemed associates.
Mm.
Wow. The average vehicle now with everybody driving – you know, the big trucks and the big SUVs, you know, they can be in upwards of 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 pounds.
They're heavy.
You better know where to put that jack. That's going to hurt your toes.
Yeah. You got heavy things that you have to move there. Josh in Grand River, really quick, go.
So as a mechanic in the auto industry, they have stripped those programs out of certain schools and told kids, as long as you have money to pay for it, somebody else will come and provide that service.
Guess what I don't have, Josh?
What's that?
Money.
To pay for it.
Well, I totally get that. My stepson is 9 years old, and at 9 years old, he was in the garage with me doing oil changes and tire rotations on my vehicle because having those skills, you don't have to pay somebody
Josh,
at the end.
I mean, you are speaking to a true problem in our country that I wish I had more time to get into. What you are saying right now, Josh, I totally agree with you, by the way. I totally 100% think that we are aligned with each other. Thank you very much for the call,
Josh. Thank you,
Josh.
I'll tell you guys, I built a deck, a floating deck in the backyard this summer. My 10-year-old and 12-year-old were out there with me. I'm like, you're going to help. And at one point, I had them cutting the boards with the saw, and they both looked at me like, are you a crazy man for letting me operate this thing? I said, you got it. Like, take your time. You're good.
I want to know how.
I'm hoping that turns into them being able to be self-sufficient in other areas.
It's 3 million skilled labor jobs that are open now.
I think so. Yeah.
And I had
you got
how
those
much
numbers in front of you, Lima?
I had how much in student loans? Who was the fool there? Who was the fool in high school?
The only job situation I have in front of me is Springfield, Ohio. That's all I have right now.
216-474-0092. Lima's going to be a dog catcher.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.